Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is with great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Moton Sproul, where your health is her business. Here's Dr. Doris Moton Sproul.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D. It is awesome to have you guys with me tonight. Welcome. Welcome to a place where we can come and freely converse about our health issues, challenges, our well-being, and things of that nature. This is where we can do it, where we can share accurate and thorough information with one another. I have really been kind of bogged the last past week and a half because I have been attending viewings and funerals, and I am just, I'm sick of it, you guys. I really am. I mean, listen, I know death is real, is life, but when you're seeing death take hold because of health challenges and issues that it's wow. Okay, let me inhale and exhale. I am so glad to be with you tonight. Welcome. Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I am your host, Dr. Doris Moton Sproul, ND, naturopathic doctor. And I just want to let you guys know that I am not a medical doctor. I am an ND. I'm a naturopathic, a naturopathic doctor. Naturopathic, naturopathic, you know, that's like tomato, tomato, potato, patata, okay? However you choose to say it is fine. All that says is that I use natural modalities such as prayer and herbs and whole food and good water and exercise to help the body heal itself. You know, I use those natural modalities rather than synthetic drugs, you know, because the body will heal itself if we give it what it needs in order for it to do it. So this is why we're here, okay? This is why we're here. We're here because the body has an intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. We just have to help it. Just give it what it needs in order for it to do it. I'm also a certified raw chef, a teacher, instructor. I hold certifications in herbology, nutrition, and dried blood cell analogy. And I say all that to say this, your good health is my business. I do offer consultations. I have raw food classes, herbal classes. And for more information, you can go to my website. My website is www.yourgoodhealth.info. Okay? That's www.yourgoodhealth.info. Okay. That's my little commercial right there. How are you guys feeling tonight? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're feeling great. This is a good time, a great time to be alive. We're seeing some awesome things happen in the earth realm. And this is just a good time to feel good and you know, just want to do some good things. I am just so excited about sharing information. You know, when you share, you get more to share. I'm always hearing about different modalities, and different things are always coming to me because I share. I believe in sharing. I believe in sharing healthy information. And I think this is something we all should do. Not everybody want to hear it. So you just have to keep that in mind. Not everybody want to hear what you have to say concerning health. But I see it like this. As long as you're humble and people know that your passion is helping other people, they may not receive it now. And then I think we just have to be in the modality of always listening. Sometimes we can be so busy talking until we miss it. You know, we just have to realize that sometimes people just want to talk. And if they have issues going on, let them talk. Because you can best help a person if you know what's going on, if you know where they're coming from. Don't always be ready to give advice, because everybody don't receive it. So you have to know when to speak. You have to know when to just be quiet, you see, because sometimes people just, they want to tell you, and they don't want your two cents. My mama used to sometimes say, you know, don't always put your two cents in. You know, let if a person wants help, let them ask, and they will. You see, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink it. And that's something that I have found out. You know, and this is primarily what it is. We're so zealous and wanting to help people, but not everybody wants your help. And that's something you have to always keep in mind. Not everybody is saying, can you help me? Can you help me? If they want help, They'll get it. I've heard always, when the teacher is ready, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So when a person is really ready to accept help, they'll ask, and they know. And even if it's not asking you, they'll ask someone, you know, tell somebody, well, you know, I have a problem with this, and I have a problem with that, and the person will tell them, oh, really, you know, somebody named such and such, they deal in stuff like that. You should really give them a call, you know. But if it's meant for you, you'll get it. We just have to be always eager and willing to be there with an answer, with hope, because people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. There's a lot of sick people in the world, I'm telling you, and they're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. So with that said, I just want to encourage you to take control of your health. Take control of your health. There's so much going on. And if we don't take control of our health, then we'll find ourselves at the beck and call of somebody whose primary interest is money, 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 money. So with that said, I want to encourage you guys, if you have a question tonight, feel free to press number 1 on your keypad. And in fact, I have a caller now. Good evening, caller, coming from the 313 area code. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hi, Dr. Doris. How are you this evening?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm blessed. This is someone who loves you very dearly and appreciates and accepts everything that you have done for me. And I want to tell you that the Juice Plus is working, and it's helping my husband, it's helping me, and it's giving us a little more pep in our step.
Wonderful.
You know, my husband, he's getting up and wanting to do things, helping me, you know, making me breakfast, you know. I've been waiting on him, but now he's doing things for me. And I know what you mean about people having to be ready to accept things. I know a good friend of mine told me that, you know, You were talking about leading the water, the horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Uh-huh.
A good friend of mine told me that you can cry and cry about things, but what does God love more? Would you think he's going to care more about your tears or more about you doing what his words say do?
All right.
And
all
getting
right,
into
babe.
That word. And
yes.
That friend, she took advantage. She listened to what you had to say.
I'm so thankful to God for you. I really am. I thank God for you, sweetheart. Wow.
I mean, because it's like the prayer line, the lifeline, it comes in every day and it just touches my heart. And I said, that came from Doris. That came from my friend who cares about me. God sent me an angel. You know, he knows what I need. He knows I'm sick and tired of being sick.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I've always told you that I am here for you. I'm here for you. You know what? I tell people, you don't have to worry about me saying, oh, call me anytime. And then when you call, be like, oh, well, no, this. You can call me anytime. See,
and
you're
when
not,
I call,
you're
not going to just tell me what I need, what I want to hear. You're going to tell me what I need to hear.
Isn't that what a friend will do?
That's right.
A friend will keep it real. That's right, baby. Because there's a whole lot of keeping.
I know that you love me, and I know it comes from God.
That's right.
God sent.
That's
right. Anybody
that
has any doubt, I am a testimony to this woman. She is about everything she says she's about.
Praise
God. Because I made the mistake of saying she was an MB. She said, no, 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 that's not what I said. she said, make sure you get it right. Now listen closely. I'm an ND, not an MD. I'm like, okay, I got it right. And then I thought the Juice Plus went, cleanse your blood. She said, no, it goes into your blood to make you stronger, Linda. DVD again.
I want you to have accurate and thorough information, baby. So when you talking to others, you see what I'm saying? Because we have to give each other, like you say, we got to keep it real.
Yes,
you know,
and you
so
do,
we just have to be able to tell each other exactly what's going on. You know,
yeah,
so I thank you.
Pep in. I thank God for you.
I wish I could do more
for you than I do. I wish I could, be the, a stronger person as you are. But I try to be a blessing to those that I can.
But you know what, babe? We encourage each other. You know, this is no one-way street. We encourage each other. Because, the day that you called me and told me what you did, that was a day you just don't know. I have been through, I have been to two home goings. And of my people and my family. I was just sitting saying, wow. And all
God,
of a sudden,
God
you
know
call.
What we need when we need it.
You see
he
what
knows
I'm saying?
What we need. Yes, he
That's
does.
It. So we encourage each other.
Thank you.
It's just one way street. I love you too, baby.
You.
And I thank you so much for calling in tonight.
All right. Well, you keep on. And everybody, like I said, she is. Everything she says she is and more, and she means well for everybody.
That's right. That's right. That's why
and
I tell people,
about
I say,
the
you
Lord's
know what?
Work.
That's it, baby. That's exactly that comes first. He said, if you take care of my business, I'll take care of yours. His business comes first.
And that's definitely
what she's all
about. That's right.
Well, amen.
All right, well, I'm going to yield to someone else that might be waiting. And I just want to say
you,
I love
sweetie.
You and keep on. And, whenever you need me, I'm here. And I know
I
need you. All right. God bless.
I know that. God
all
bless,
right.
babe.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Whew. That was nice. That was awesome. You see what I'm saying? God always blesses us with what we need. I needed that. I needed that right now because as I was getting ready to tell you guys, after everything I had been through, with the death of a cousin, the death of an uncle, and in fact, the death of two cousins. One cousin, I had to go to his viewing because the other cousin, I had to go to Battle Creek for his funeral. And then after getting back, with all of that, I received a call that a friend of mine had passed, somebody who I've been going to visit on Wednesdays, myself and another one of my prayer partners, and her name is Jill Orr. Well, it's not Jill, it's Eugenia, but we always called her Jill. And that really kind of hit me hard because that day, I have gone to see her last Wednesday, and then I got a call, like I think it was like on Friday or Saturday night, that she had passed. We went to school with her. And it was just, it was one of those things where it just, wow, you know. So God knows what we need. And then after that, I get this call today on the show. So it's just awesome, you guys. You know, we have to help each other. We're helpers one of another. And that's what's so important. That's why I love doing this show so much. Because we help each other. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. Because, see, I know there's other things you can be doing rather than, you know, dialing in to Here's to Your Health on every Tuesday night. And I don't take it for granted. I am humbled by the fact that you take time out of your busy day. Because we're busy. We're doing so many things, you know. We're working. We're taking care of loved ones. We're doing whatever it is you're doing. And I just thank God for you taking the time out of your day and joining me here. And like I always say, this isn't just my show. This is our show. You see, when there's things that you have to present, I always say, if you have a comment or some information you'd like to share, just press option one on your phone because we share with each other. We're sharing with each other. So tonight I want to go through, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to press option one. But I just want to go through some foods that are good for different things, that have positive health benefits. And, you know, you guys always hear me talk about apples. I say if you can get an apple a day, good organic apples, because you know that apples have a very high pesticide load. So I always say if you can, you know, get you an apple, eat you an apple every day, you'd be surprised the amazing effects that it'll have on the body. Why? Because apples are loaded with soluble fiber. In fact, the fiber is pectin, and it soothes the intestines and reduces constipation. It improves the interfloral of the colon, the intestinal flora of the colon. Wow, check this out. And this is something I don't know if I've mentioned to you before, but it also helps to reduce parasites and unfriendly bacteria. Apples are so very good. They're good for the entire body. You know, you hear me say a lot of times that alfalfa is good for the whole body. It's called a body alterative. That means it's good for each and every part of the body, and that's exactly what apples are. Apples reduce gallstone and gouty arthritis. You know, a lot of times we hear people and they hear them say, "I have gout." That's a buildup of uric acid in the joints, and a lot of times it'll affect the feet around the big toe and the heel area and things like that. So tell them, either get them some alfalfa or get them an apple. Eat them a good organic apple every day. Apples also lower the cholesterol and massages the gums. It's excellent for children with diarrhea. Apples. You see, God didn't make a mistake when he put everything that we need. And remember, we were in the Garden of Eden. I am so looking forward to being back on an earth where everything is just a paradise. I can't even imagine what the fruit and stuff is going to look like. The grapes will probably be as big as the palm of our hand, one grape, you see, because I'm so excited about everything growing back to perfection. I'm looking forward to it, you guys. Apples are also anti-inflammatory, so that's a good thing to know. If there's any inflammation in your body, apples. Apples are anti-inflammatory. In fact, the Boston University School of Medicine said that the flavonoids, quercetin, which is present in apples, has an anti-inflammatory activity. So if there's something going on in your body, any inflammatory condition, eat an apple. Start eating you an apple. The best way to eat your apple is whole, the whole apple, the skin and everything, because that's where all the nutritional value is. It's in the skin, just like bread. Remember when we were little and we want to eat all the inside of the bread and throw the crust away? And Mama would always say, that's where all the vitamins is, in the crust. The apple, the vitamins is in the pectin, it's in the apple, but a lot of your nutritional value is in the skin of that apple. And that's why I always say make sure it's a good organic apple because of the pesticide load. They're high in pesticides. Also, with cancer, studies have shown that the quercetin found in apples reduces cancer risk of prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, and also colon cancer. Fruits. Let food be your medicine, and medicine be your food. Hippocrates said that thousands of years ago, and it still applies today. That's why they're trying to do all these hideous things with our food, because they realize that it's actually a form of genocide. You know, do you know that it's easier, it's cheaper to buy a hamburger than it is to buy good, fresh fruits and vegetables? It's something wrong with that picture. Apples. Apples are awesome. Apples are full of vitamins and minerals, vitamin B, vitamin C, potassium, calcium, phosphorus, iron, silicon, chlorine, and biflavonoids. They're all in an apple, you know, no isolated vitamins. That's all the vitamins and minerals, potassium, full of potassium, full of potassium. An apple, apricots. The health benefits of apricots includes treating indigestion, constipation, earaches, fever, skin disease, cancer, and anemia. Did you know that apricot oil is used for treating strained muscles and wounds? And they have a very, very high mineral content. Apricots are also beneficial for tuberculosis, asthma, bronchitis, and toxemia. The fact that it has high vitamin A content makes it useful in the removal of skin pimples and other skin disorders. Apricots also contain lycopene. What's another fruit that contains lycopene? I want somebody to answer that. What is another fruit that is very high in lycopene? When you think of it, just press option one on your keypad and chime in tonight. It helps to prevent all kinds of bacteria and cancers. It protects the LDL cholesterol from oxidizing. So apricots are good. If you're going to purchase apricots, the dried apricots, it's good. If you're going to purchase the fresh apricots, make sure that they do not have any sulfur in them. Get good organic apricots and read the label. You know, a lot of times we have to read the label even when something says organic. I picked up an energy bar today, and it said organic. And when I began to read the label, it went on to say 70% organic. So that meant that 70% of the products in that energy bar was organic. The other 30% was not. And they didn't stipulate what was organic and what wasn't. You see, that's why we have to know our labels. I did a show one night on the meaning of organic, natural, USDA, organic, and I'm going to do another show on that so we can just, we have to, these things have to be repeated so that we'll know. It's just like with the word. You know, the Bible says meditate in the word day and night. You know, don't just read it one time and say, okay, I got that. I don't need that. I'll move on to something else. We have to meditate in that word just like we have to read late. Every day they're doing something different with our food. Every single day they're trying to find out ways now to hide high fructose corn syrup. And you know what they're saying? Natural sweeteners. Just like the way they hide MSG, monosodium glutamate. Instead of saying monosodium glutamate, because everybody is saying now, oh no, I don't want that. I don't want that. They even a lot of Chinese restaurants, they got it posted on their building. No monos, we do not use monosodium glutamate. But you have to kind of watch out for that too, because unless they're making their own egg rolls, some of those things that come pre-prepared, it does have monosodium glutamate in it. So you just have to be kind of conscientious of that, you know. Okay, so avocados. I love avocados. I can eat avocados. I could just peel them and eat them, and there was a time that I did not like avocados. The taste is bland, it's tasteless, but now I buy avocados. I try to eat avocados every single day. I don't always do it, but I try to. And an avocado is something that you don't have to be too concerned with. Now, listen, I know there's some people that'll say, oh no, eat everything organic. And I say that too. That's my stance. But then I say that there are some fruits and vegetables that we don't have to be as concerned about. Now, there are some health enthusiasts that would really go upside my head for saying that. But the fact remains that there are. And avocado is one. I always say if you can purchase the organic, the USDA organic, then by all means do it. But on the occasion, the rare occasion where you can't, pray and eat it. Okay? And an avocado is one of the things that you can do like that. Avocados are awesome and good fat. You know, leave those things that say no fat and fat-free, leave them alone. Leave them on the shelf because we need good fat in our body. We just don't need fried fat, you know, fat that's no good. But we need good fat. Avocados are an excellent source of vitamin E and antioxidants. In fact, there's a doctor, his name is Dr. Herbert. He's the director of the UCLA Center for Human Nutrition, and he says that evidence suggests that the avocado may help prevent certain types of cancers and also heart disease in humans. But there was a time that people thought that the fat in avocados, you may even hear people say now, ooh, avocados are too fat. That's it. It's too, they full of fat. But you don't have to be concerned that it's the bad fat. It's good fat. So, I just want to share that with you tonight. It's also cancer. It's carotenoids that is very effective in fighting against cancers. So if do yourself a favor. Start if you don't eat avocados. And you know the best way to start eating them, if you are like me and you just don't like the taste of it because it is so bland, it's sort of like tofu. If you try to eat tofu by itself just like it is, it may be a little hard to palate. But now it picks up the flavor of other things you prepare it with. Oh, I made some today, and it was just, oh, my goodness. I used some vegetable broth. This was my cooked meal for today. I took it, and I marinated it. I put it in the oven, and then I got some vegetable broth. And I let the vegetable broth cook down a little bit, and then I put my tofu over in there after it was kind of brown and crispy on all sides. And I let it simmer for a little while, and I put it over some wild rice with some broccoli. And you don't have to cook your broccoli when you do your broccoli like that. Just I had some good brown rice, and I laid the broccoli on top, and then I poured the warm tofu with the vegetable broth on top of that, and it made the broccoli just crispy, but it wasn't real crispy, you know what I'm saying? And it was so delicious. I'm telling you guys, you have to really try that recipe. But if you want to get into avocados, this is how I would suggest you start. Make you a vegetable sandwich. Get you some good whole grain bread. And put some nice green leaf lettuce on there, because I understand that everybody is not going to eat raw, okay? I advocate eating raw. Raw is better for you than eating any other kind of way, but everybody's not going to eat raw. And keep in mind, some of the healthiest people are Seventh-day Adventists, not the ones that eat flesh. There are some that don't consume any flesh whatsoever. But then there are some that do consume fish. But now statistics says that the ones that don't consume any flesh whatsoever, they're even healthier than their counterparts who eat a little fish every once in a while. So I just want to make a notation of that. But on this whole grain bread, put you some green leaf lettuce or some red leaf lettuce. Cut you up some red onion on top of that. And then get you some nice tomatoes, organic tomatoes, and put on top of that. And then slice you some avocados. And there's a mayonnaise that you can buy that's non-dairy. And it is absolutely marvelous. For those of you that have tried it, you know it's excellent. You can get it at the health food store, no dairy whatsoever. Or you can make your own dressing for it with a little cashews and things like that. Or just do some oil and vinegar. Do some olive oil and a little Bragg's vinegar and shake it, put it together in a jar and shake it up and just kind of sprinkle that over and let it drizzle down through that sandwich. Listen. You'll think you got you a steak laid up in there, you know. I'm telling you the truth. And it is so delicious. I've even taken an avocado and split it in half and put my own salsa, make some salsa up and put in the center. If you don't want to make it, they have some good organic salsa. Take the little seed out and then fill that little hole with some salsa and eat it like that. Oh, man, you're talking about good. But avocado is also good for the blood pressure. And it's simply because three factors in avocado help prevent high blood pressure and stroke. And it's folic acid, glutathione, and potassium. Now, these help to lower the homocysteine levels, cholesterol, and arteriosclerosis, and high blood pressure. So it's really good. It's just an all-around good food, okay? Reduces the cholesterol. You know, anything that helps reduce the cholesterol is awesome because statistics says that there's so many strokes due to what? High cholesterol and high blood pressure. Now, there was a study. I remember reading about a study that was done. It was a week-long study, and it involved like 45 volunteers who ate avocados every single day. And they reported an average 17% drop in total cholesterol. Isn't that something? 1 week. 1 week. This was a week-long survey. If they had a 17% drop in total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and triglycerides, and check this out, and an 11% increase in HDL levels. You know, the HDL, the way I help people to remember this, HDL, healthy, that H, healthy cholesterol. LDL, the not healthy cholesterol. That's how I help you to remember it. Always remember the H, that's the healthy cholesterol. So they even had an 11% increase in healthy levels of cholesterol. So avocado is just, it's awesome. It's awesome. Now, it's also good, and ladies, hey, who can't use a little help in this area? It's good for weight loss. Now, according to the American Institute of Cancer Research in Washington, replacing butter, cream cheese on a sandwich with a mashed avocado not only helps to reduce your calories, but also increase the healthy MUFA. And that MUFA, it stands for monounsaturated fatty acids, okay? Monounsaturated fatty acids, MUFA, M-U-F-A, is short, just like MSG is short for monosodium glutamate. So if you want to, you know, kind of knock off a couple of pounds here and there, avocado is what you want to use. And avocados don't compromise your weight loss. When you eat an avocado, you don't have to worry about, see, when you use food as medicine, you don't have to worry about those adverse side effects, you know, with like you do with drugs. You ever heard them advertise a prescription drug on the television? They'll tell you about what it'll do, and then they'll tell you all about these side effects, and it may cause this, it may cause that, may cause high blood pressure, may cause fainting, and even in certain circumstances may even cause death. Why in the world you want to take something with that? I mean, even if, and then the doctor will tell you, well, they have to let you know it doesn't happen for everybody. I don't care what the odds is for something like that. I don't, if there's another way, show me the another way. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. If there's a more excellent way for me to get my cholesterol lower and not have to worry about a drug that may cause numbness, may cause a paralysis, may cause me to have problems with memory, like the Lipitor, then by all means, I'll eat an avocado. So that's how it is, and that's how it should be. Bananas are good. If you can't sleep at night, if you're having trouble sleeping at night, 45 minutes to an hour before you go to bed, eat a small banana and watch what a difference it'll make. The potassium is full of potassium. It's full of good protein, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, iron, phosphorus, you see. So if you're having trouble sleeping, eat your banana. Why? Because it contains tripropylene, and that's the same thing that's in turkey. You know how sometimes on Thanksgiving you can eat a big old heavy Thanksgiving meal with all this turkey, and you feel like you just got to go to sleep? That's why. That's exactly why. So eat instead, and instead of making you a turkey sandwich, get you some bananas. And it's actually a type of protein that the body converts into serotonin as well. And serotonin, you all know that serotonin is a hormone known to improve your mood and make you feel happy. I love bananas. If you can't find anything else to eat at my house, you can always find a banana, either frozen or on the table. But I can always give you a banana. I can always give you a banana and some seed crackers and a smoothie, a green smoothie, and some nut butter, okay? Now, listen, two bananas a day can help prevent the depletion of potassium in your body. Did you know that? A lot of people, the doctors are putting them on these water pills. And they just, wow, they are terrible. So, there's a natural way. There's a natural way, guys. We don't have to be caught up in all this medicine. We don't have to take that route. There's a natural. Do you know that there's a herb for everything, that there's a medicine, a prescription drug for? In fact, most of our prescription drugs are derivatives of herbs. Willow. What drug is a derivative of willow? Aspirin. So we just have to know. You got to seek. The Bible says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Ask. And it's your, you know, that's something I'm doing more. I'm telling you the truth. You know, when we, I think the way we were raised as children, some of us, I'm not saying all of us, I think it kind of inhibited us from asking. You know, because a lot of times, you know, you want to ask something of grown people and your parents will say, you know, get out of here. You kids are supposed to be seen and not heard. And, you know, I think that did a lot of us injustice. But I just thank God that I was always a person that if I want to know, I'm going to ask you. I'm not going to ask somebody. I'm going to ask you if it's something I want to know from you. And I don't have any problems with asking. And when I read in the Word of God that the Bible say, ask and you shall receive. Yes, I ask of my Father. But then if it's something, I've gone into places and I remember once, I went into the health food store, and this book, I saw this book, and I wanted that book. And anybody that know me know I love books. I love reading. I was just on half.com the other day, and I ordered one. And listen, I'm telling you all, everybody, get this book. Go on half.com and order this book. It's called Attitude is Everything, and it's by Jeff Keller. Please get that book. Please get it. That'll be the best $75 or $1.75. I think I got it for like 75 cents. That'll be one of the best books that you ever purchase in your life. Attitude is everything. You know, we always have heard it. Attitude determines your altitude. Attitude is everything, baby. I'm telling you. So get that book. But because of the fact that we can ask. I walked in the store and I saw this book that I had said I wanted. And I told the guy at the counter, I just spoke it out. I said, oh, I want that book. And he said, take it. You can have it. And I said, I can have it? And he said, yeah, you can have it. And I just read and got the book and he put it in my bag. I was just blown away. So now I don't have any problems. I mean, not since then, but even before that, I don't have any problems saying, well, can I have it? Can I have that? You know, because 9 chances out of 10, people say, yeah, you can have it, or I'll get you one. You know, I can get you one. So ask people. Okay. So listen, I just want to remind you guys that if you have any questions or comments tonight, be sure to press option one on your telephone keypad. And I just want to thank you again for joining us tonight on Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. Blackberries. Someone asked me to talk about blackberries. I got an email and they said, can you please tell me a little bit about blackberries? Blackberries are powerful. Remember this thing we used to hear a lot when we were younger? How do you, what was that added? The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Blackberries are powerful. Blackberries prevent lung inflammation, cognitive decline, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer. They strengthen the blood vessels. And healthy blood vessels prevent heart disease, people, arterial sclerosis, and strengthens the eyesight. But this is one thing I want you to hear me and hear me well. Avoid cooking blackberries. Why, Dr. D? It depletes the health benefits. The best way to get these benefits from blackberries is to eat them raw and eat them ripe. And on that note, I have to tell you, that's why I am so very pleased with Juice Plus. Juice Plus, the Vineyard, we have the Vineyard blend, and they are, it's just, listen, you guys go to my website. For all of you that are not on Juice Plus, please go to my website, www.4, Your Good Health, and click on Juice Plus. And just go through, look at the research. Click on what the experts say. And you will see in this Vineyard blend, this is what's in the Vineyard blend. The red currants, the blackberries, bilberries, grape seed, artichokes, raspberries, grapes, cranberries, black currants, elderberries, ginger root, green tea, and blueberries. Do you hear what I'm saying? Blueberries. All of the berries, black currants, all of the berries, all these things that's really good for the heart. Oh, wait a minute. I got a question. Okay. I got a question or a comment coming from the 313 area code. Good evening, Carl.
I wanted to ask a question. My brother-in-law has a problem with earwax in his ear where he can't hear, and they tell him to flush it out.
You know what? I can barely hear you. You are really, really cracking up.
Okay. It's my brother-in-law is asking about hello? Can you hear me?
I can't hear you. No, you are really breaking up really bad.
Okay.
I hear you say something about ears, the ears.
Earwax, yes.
Okay.
His earwax, it stopped. They tell me to flush his ear, the earwax to build up, and he can't hear. And he's flushed it out, and he keeps going to the doctor, and it keeps coming back where the earwax builds up in his ear, and he can't hear. What can he do for that? Do you know?
I very well know. We have a herb at Pure Herbs. It's called garlic and mullein, and it is excellent for removing excessive buildup of earwax. Now, you want to keep in mind not to use anything to poke in the ear, like the Q-tips and things like that.
Yeah, he doesn't use that at all. Mm-hmm.
I hope you can hear me because I can barely hear you. But what he can do is take the bottle and warm it really well and put a few drops in there every night before he go to bed. This is about a week-long process. Put a couple of drops down in the ear canal, and then put a cotton ball in each ear. Always treat both ears, even if it is one, the right ear. Treat the right and the left ear. Always treat them both. And do this for about a week. It'll help to expel, it'll loosen the wax to the point where he'll then be able to take some warm distilled water, not alkaline, distilled water. Pull in the toxins. Remember I said it grabs a hold to the toxins, and that oil will help slide them right out.
What's
but
the name of it
again? It's awesome. It's garlic and mullein.
Garlic and mullein. All right, thank
garlic
you.
Garlic and mullein. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, if you can get that through Pure Herbs. If you want, let me know.
Yeah,
I can get it
can
for
get
you.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Get it. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so
well,
much.
Okay. No problem, Linda. I'll get that for you.
And
in fact,
I'll be
in
touch with you.
Okay, sweetie.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay. So, blackberries, blueberries, cranberries. They are just excellent. So, you guys, please check out the Juice Plus. This is a way to bridge the gap between what you eat and what you should eat, but don't. Okay? None of us. I'm going to take that back. I'm speak for myself. I know that I don't do it on a consistent basis, and this is where Juice Plus comes in because it's easy for people to say, yeah, you know, you should eat these things, but listen, trying to do it every day. That's why I tell a lot of our raw foodists, I say, you know what? You guys just don't understand. It's easy for you to stand up on a plateau, on a platform and say, yes, and this is how you should be eating and this, but let's get real. It's like Linda said earlier, let's be real. You know what I'm saying? People are not gonna do that every day. So this is a way for you to get what you're supposed to have every single day. And if you know somebody that have heart issues, please tell them about that Vineyard blend because it is excellent for the cardiovascular. In fact, I was just asking Dr. Laney the other night to explain to me again why the Vineyard blend is so, you see, listen, you hear what I said? I was asking her. I don't know everything, y'all. I really don't. And I thank him. Praise God for blessing me to have people in my life that will pour into me. And she was explaining to me why the Vineyard blend is so important for the cardiovascular. So if you know anybody that's having any cardio issues, please tell them to give me a call and I'll explain it to them. You know, hey, give my partner, my business partner, Dr. Laney, give her a call. You see what I'm saying? She won't mind explaining it to you. So either or. You've heard her. She's been on the show before. So this is just we're working together to get the word out. We got to let everybody know that we have got to take control of our own health. Nobody's going to do it. The hospital are full of people. If you go into the hospital and see the way they feed people that's sick in the hospital, it'll make you shake your head. If you guys never hear anything I'm saying, please hear me when I tell you, take control of your health. You do not want to be at the beck and call of any. Do you know what? My friend that just died that was in the nursing facility that me and my prayer partner go to see every week, do you know what I heard she died of? Now, I don't know if this is 100%, but the person that told me, I truly believe she know because they went to the same church, an infection, y'all. And, I mean, we're hearing so much of this, infection in the blood. Listen, this is what we must do. We must hydrate, we must nourish, and we must cleanse the body. If the bowel is clean, if the blood is clean, if the lymphatic system is clean, and if the liver is clean, you don't have to worry about any dis-ease coming up and ravaging the body. Did you hear me? If the bowel is clean, if the blood is clean, if the lymphatic is clean, if the liver is clean, you don't have to worry about anything ravaging the body. An infection. My cousin died of an infection after gallbladder surgery. We're hearing so much of that. A young lady I know went into the hospital. They thought she had a cyst in her breast. They did surgery. She got an infection. And she was pregnant on top of that. Listen, I don't know. You know, sometimes I just get so, you know, wow. I'm so serious about this because I don't ever, when you go to the nursing homes and the hospital week after week after week and you seeing these things happen, it's just, wow. And my friend's last words to me and my friend was that, I said, listen, when you get out of here, I want you to see me. I'm going to get with you. And she said, that's what I want, Doris. That's what I want. I was so looking forward to it. When me and my prayer partner walked out of her room, I was just like, oh, wow, Jan. I can't wait. And then to hear that had happened to her, it blew me away. So let's love each other. Let's love on each other, and let's help each other. You see, nothing I have is so valuable that I can't share it. Anything that I have, I can share it. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's why I do this week after week after week, so that we can share with each other and love each other. You know, a blessing is not a blessing unless you share it with somebody. God didn't bless us he didn't bless me for just my four and no more. He blessed us to be a blessing. And do you know what? Let me tell you something. Give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men will give unto your bosom. You give. Give, let it go, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. I don't care how expensive it is. Give it. Plant it. Because that's what you're doing. You're sowing. You're sowing seeds. And, honey, when them seeds go down and die and come back and produce a harvest, you will say like Jared Clampett, wee doggy. I'm telling you the truth. My circle of friends around me are so such givers. And you know what? I wouldn't be around them if they weren't, because it's nothing that I have is too important or so valuable that I won't give it. Anything I got, I'll give it. I lost a pair of gloves that belonged to my mother. For a while, it hurt me until I heard my mother say, baby, don't worry about them gloves. Just hope whoever found them can use them. And you know what? After that, I released them gloves. And that's exactly what I said. I say, I pray whoever found those pretty, nice, kid skin gloves, I pray that they needed them. And now it's gone. I don't feel bad about it no more. So I just want to tell you guys, thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. I am serious about this. I'm serious about getting the word out. We got to cry loud and spare not. We must tell everybody we know. We got to take control of our own health. It's our responsibility. It's not about health care. It's about self-care. So love yourself. Take care of yourself. Because you don't want to end up in the hospital. A MD, say that. You don't want to end up in the hospital. So take care of yourself and come back. Come back and be with me again next week. Y'all come back, not here. I thank you and I love you. And I just, you're the reason I'm here. Go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.info. Feel free to give me a call, 734-895-5000. 1940. Thanks so much, guys. And we'll do it again if the Lord says so. Oh, not next week. It'll be pre-recorded. But and the following week. Good night.